on the Ford locker room wrap-up. Colin and I talked that for about 35 minutes. You may have been the better team, but Georgia was just able to make a little bit more down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it accurately. We didn't start the game the way I wanted to start, but then we settled into the game, and I never felt like we played our best, but we did enough things. I was happy with the guys' response after getting to a bad start. Anthony Edwards came out hot, and then we kind of settled in the game and slowed him down a little bit. But, you know, when I'm thinking back this game, we lost our composure for about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we played really good for 36 and lost our composure. And when you're at an SEC arena and you're on the road and you're trying to beat a team that, you know, has a future pro or a lottery pick on it, then you got to keep your composure. So I like the fact that, you know, we went through this. We'll get better. And we'll learn from it. We got to go win on some games on the road. But we had a bad response there for 3.5 minutes, and we just couldn't slow it down with timeouts and things like that. We missed a couple, had a couple bad turnovers, and things went off our hands, and then they converted on the other end.
You switched to the matchup zone again. It worked so well against Texas State on Thursday in that comeback victory, and you had Georgia way off of what they wanted to do for, it seemed, about half a game.
Yeah, I mean, it got us back into the game. It took them out of rhythm. It was really good. I think at one point we had 9 or 10 straight stops.
Yeah.
And so the defense was good. We started rebounding. They're a very good offensive rebounding team. And, you know, the game was going the way we wanted it to go. And, you know, we've had so many moving parts with our team that we still don't have roles, and we still don't have, you know, who can do what. And then guys are kind of looking around at each other. And I'm really looking forward to getting back and have a couple practices after Christmas and get better, because we need to fix some things. You know, I think give them credit. You know, they made some tough finishes, tough plays, tough passes, and then we were loose with the ball. So the difference in the game was a 3.5 minutes segment right there.
You've seen Ike Smith for 5 years, but this performance would have to rank up there, I would think. 25 points, 5 of 10 from downtown. It's his 31st career game of 20 or better. He's taken over the last couple of games, and he almost completely took over this one during the middle stage of that second half.
Yeah, he's a tough matchup. And I thought, you know, Crawley was really going in the first half. Yeah. And Ike was going, but he was in foul trouble.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he could have had more, but we had to try to be smart with his fouls. And we were up, so I wasn't going to try to jeopardize him getting his third foul. But we were going to him. We liked his matchups. He was making some tough shots, but making good plays. And, you know, that's a senior for you. That's a guy who scored a lot of points. And you know, he wasn't, you know, shooken by the moment of being here. He was ready to play.
I want to go back to Anthony Edwards for a moment, because it's not very often that you get a chance to play against somebody that's going to be playing at the next level. I think it's very clear to everybody watching this, and Georgia fans, I'm sure, have known this all season long and last couple of years. Colin and I just talked about Brandon Ingram from Duke and Dennis Smith from NC State. Where would Anthony Edwards rank for guys that you've seen live?
You know, physically, he's just, you know, physically, God's blessed him with unbelievable size and athleticism and explosiveness. And, you know, I just didn't want our guys to get discouraged when he made, you know, basically NBA plays.
Yeah.
And so some of those shots are indefensible. And he made a couple early, and I thought he might go for 50. And the good news is, you know, he got in foul trouble. We were able to calm some things down.
Yeah.
But he's a heck of a player. I've seen him, you know, for 3 years now in high school, and, you know, you can see it then. You know, from everything I hear, he's got tremendous work ethic, great person. And, you know, when those guys are like that, you wish them the best.
All right, you just finished up a stretch of 3 games in 5 days. You're going to have to do it again in a week and a half. All of those are on the road. You've got Christmas mixed in. What's the battle plan for the next week and a half or so?
Well, I need a break. And if I'm like this, I know our guys are like that too. And, you know, I'm mentally exhausted, physically exhausted. So we need to kind of get away for basketball for a couple of days and then come back refreshed. You know, with everything, you know, thinking about this and thinking about the what ifs with this game, we're 2-0 in league play. You know, we got 3 tough ones on the road that we got to learn from this and see what we can do going on to Coastal Carolina and App State and Arkansas and figuring things out. So we got to do some things better on the road. I like this team. We're going to keep growing. And we're nowhere close as good as we're going to be. And we just got to keep buying in and keep working.
Mark, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you after the holiday. Have a Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
Head coach Mark Bynes on the 4th.